Welcome to Odd Witch Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Tara, a.k.a. The Odd Witch. Author, entrepreneur, coffee lover, wine sipping, energy worker, tarot reading, astrology loving, normal everyday magic making witch. My superhero power is helping you to cast the life you desire by empowering you to be truly alive. Whether it's in your relationships, business life, magic life, or even your sex life, tune in to learn how an odd witch can inspire you. This is Odd Witch Radio. Radio. Hello, it's Tara, the Odd Witch, coming to you live with another episode of the Odd Witch Radio Show. All right, so we're coming up on a Gemini season. So basically, this is a time when none of us can make up our minds. Just kidding, Gemini. I don't mean to pick on you. So I wanted to kind of dive into Gemini in the signs. And just so you know, I made you a nice little cheat sheet, and you can find it at theoddwitch.com/Gemini. So in this download, you can see all of the different interpretations for where Gemini is in your natal chart or your business chart. So remember, I teach business astrology. But if you're a personal brand, you can use your natal chart to do this. I personally like to kind of use both my personal business chart and my business natal chart. All right, so let's get into this. I'm going to tell you where, say you have Gemini, the planets in Gemini. So what a basic interpretation of that. And then we're also going to get into some fun things you can do during Gemini season that'll help your business and your life. All right, so let's get into it. So if in your business or natal chart, your sun is in Gemini, your Gemini is in the sun, excuse me, that basically means that it wants to be sociable, witty, and a communicator. It needs some sort of community to thrive. If your Gemini is in moon, it connects with your soul clients through communication of all forms. If it's in Mercury, well, that's like your sacred message. So the sacred message of your business is that life is meant to be fun and full of variety, multi-passionate, and a jack of all trades. Now, let's keep in mind that we all know that Gemini is the sacred messenger. It's like a little social butterfly. It loves to be the connector. It's curious. It wants to play and have fun. I have a lot of Geminis in my life. Actually, my mother, my younger sister, and my son, my firstborn son, is a Gemini. And also one of my amazing, amazing best friends, my soul sister, is also a Gemini. So I've got a lot of Gemini in my life. So if your Gemini is in Venus, it best receives through having fun and creating offers around what sparks that fun into the business. If it's in Mars, which is where my business Gemini is, it craves change and variety in order to activate its energy. It can come across as very multi-passionate. This is a really good placement to have like some sort of coach or accountability partner because, you know, Gemini kind of flutters around and whatnot. And so in order to activate that energy, it needs accountability sometimes. If your Gemini is in Jupiter, your business best expands through communication, curiosity, and learning. Now, interestingly, this placement is really good for others might come to you to seek out other services and providers. So like affiliate marketing, referral program, that would be a great thing for this. But with your Gemini and Jupiter, you love to tell stories and help others connect to it through that message of storytelling. If your Gemini is in Saturn, you might feel a little uncomfortable letting others see you and who you truly are. You might even sometimes limit your communications due to feeling silly or foolish. But the ultimate lesson here is that you need to trust that it's safe for you to express your true voice without hesitation. Hold on, I'm flipping through my notes. Yeah, I got notes. So if your Gemini is in Neptune, it's an imaginative business, dynamic, but watch out for unrealistic communication. Kind of like, say you decide to schedule all of your social media for the next 3 years. Like, that's a little bit unrealistic. Even though you might be really excited about doing it, just watch for a tendency with that. Just focus on the imaginative type of things. If your Gemini is in Uranus, you can be a very curious business and have a unique approach to learning. So innovative ways to communicate. So for example, if there's some sort of new software or even like a new social media platform, like you are the first one to do it and you should actually jump on that. That's a good time to kind of harness this Gemini energy. If your Gemini is a Pluto, you're a master communicator, but you want to go deep. You want to do like philosophical ideas and lessons. Think transformative. Now, you do have a tendency with this placement to not want to speak up, but you really should, because once you do speak up, you'll feel whole and your business will flourish from that. All right, so here's some things that you can do during this Gemini season to kind of pull in that Gemini energy into your business. So maybe create a choose your own adventure opt-in. So you could actually create two different opt-ins or lead magnets, whatever you want to call them, and they can pick one or the other. You know, they love variety and choices. Gemini loves choices. Host a living room dance party for your audience. Who doesn't love that? Just have fun with it. Gemini wants to have fun, wants to play. As far as personally, maybe rearrange your house. Gemini loves variety. And I don't even mean like rearrange the furniture in your living room. I'm talking about swap out the rooms and what they're meant for. So maybe make your dining room, your living room. I used to do this all the time. It's a lot of fun. Since Gemini is all about communications, this is a great time to start that podcast. Maybe hone in on your blog posting skills. You know, just write and write. Just communicate. This is a great time to join a community or perhaps create one. Because if you can't find the community that's right for you, go out and create it. This is a great time for that Gemini energy. If you're into erotic astrology, which is one thing that I specialize in, this would be a great time to introduce like some sort of role playing or fun into your sex life. All right, so that's it for this Gemini energy. And I just wanted to say that this is a perfect time for you to have some fun, get creative, be a little playful in your life. And communicate that playfulness, that fun, because that's what Gemini is all about. All right, this is Tara the Odd Witch signing off. Oh, once again, I forgot to tell you, I did create a nice little cheat sheet for you with all of this information on how you can look this up in your chart. So just head to theoddwitch.com/Gemini. All right, this is Tara the Odd Witch signing off. Au revoir.